From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A judge sets a $1 million bond for a 21-year-old white man accused of fatally shooting 9 people at a black church in Charleston, South Carolina. Chief Magistrate James Gosnell set the bond for a weapons charge, but does not have the authority to set bond on the 9 murder counts that Dylan Roof faces.
On the 9 counts of murder, I do not have the authority to set bond on these charges. On the count, one count of possession of a weapon during the commission of the crime, a violent crime, I'm setting your bond, young man, at $1 million.
A circuit judge has to set the bond on the murder charges. Authorities say that Roof opened fire at a Bible study at Emmanuel AME Church on Wednesday night. Meanwhile, NAACP president and CEO, the Reverend Cornell William Brooks, called the mass slaying an act of racial terrorism. Brooks said that Dylan Roof's alleged murder of 9 black congregants Wednesday is a crime against all people.
This crime is not merely a crime perpetuated against the church, not merely a crime perpetuated against a pastor, not merely a crime perpetuated against 9 congregants. It is a hate crime.
Charleston's Mayor Joseph P. Riley said Roof's attack had had the opposite effect from what he had hoped.
This hateful person came to this community with some crazy idea he would be able to divide, and all he did was make us more united and love each other even more.
In San Francisco, President Barack Obama said events like the killings in Charleston tear at the fabric of the nation. For more, please visit our website. This is VOA News. President Obama will travel to Ethiopia next month, becoming the first sitting American leader to visit the African country. The White House said the visit to Addis Ababa will come after a previously announced trip to Kenya. Mr. Obama's trip to his father's homeland of Kenya will also be his first as president. The president is due to attend the 2015 Global Entrepreneurship Summit, which brings together entrepreneurs, investors, governments, and other organizations to boost living standards around the world. The U.S. State Department says the number of terrorist attacks worldwide increased by 35% in 2014, with an 81% rise in the number of deaths. The Islamic State was blamed for the largest number of terror-related deaths in 2014, followed by the Taliban, the Somali militant group Al-Shabaab, and Nigeria's Boko Haram. Tina Kaidanow is the State Department's coordinator for counterterrorism. She said the report also highlighted the number of foreign fighters moving into Syria to fight with the Islamic State group.
It notes that the overall flow of foreign terrorist fighter travel to Syria was estimated at more than 16,000 foreign terrorist fighters from over 90 countries as of late December, which is a number that exceeds any similar flow of foreign terrorist fighters traveling to other countries in the last 20 years.
Iraq had the highest number of terror-related deaths and kidnappings, which coincided with the expansion of the Islamic State. 1,300 people were kidnapped or taken hostage in terrorist attacks in Nigeria. And in Afghanistan, the report said attacks carried out by the Taliban killed more than 3,400 people. Military officials in Pakistan say at least 20 militants were killed Friday in airstrikes against suspected insurgent hideouts in a northwestern border region. A brief statement says that fighter planes targeted remote areas in the Khyber Tribal Agency near the Afghan border. It added that about 18 terrorists were also wounded. The historic Khyber Pass serves as only one of 2 trade routes and transit routes between Pakistan and Afghanistan. An international human rights group has called on the European Union to maintain robust search and rescue operations for migrants seeking asylum. The call came as thousands of asylum seekers cross the Mediterranean and Europe struggles to develop a new policy for coping with them. Human Rights Watch released a report calling on European Union leaders to prioritize human rights when they approach the migrant question at a summit next week. Worries about a possible Greek debt default drove prices down on Wall Street, with all 3 major indices lower. European and Asian stocks were mixed. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.